With the start of the new academic year around the corner, the Egyptian government is taking measures to limit political activity of all types on campuses. Since July 3rd and the removal of President Mohamed Morsi from power, university campuses across Egypt became the grounds for repeated demonstrations organized by the pro-Morsi students against the coup organization and was met with a heavy-handed security response, leading to the arrests of hundreds of students and in some cases the injury and even the death of others.
These repressive measures taken by university heads will lead to nothing, and it will fail by all means to curb the anti-government voices, and students will not accept to be deprived from their basic rights.
This year, head of Cairo University said that no political activities or groups will be allowed on campus to transform the space into a non-partisan space for all students to pursue their educations. In Ain Shams, Cairo's second largest university, freshman students were made to sign a contract promising that they're not affiliated to any political groups and that they will not engage in any political activity while studying. The move was seen by many as a violation of the student rights to take part in the general political sphere.
It's unbelievable. This procedure is a clear violation of students' rights to freedom, and it will inevitably cause an uproar among the students.
Another controversial decision that will be applied to the school year is a law against the defamation of the current president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and other state symbols, the penalty of which would be permanent expulsion from the Egyptian education system. The Egyptian government is taking all the possible measures to put an end to student protests that took over academic institutions last year. But whether or not these decisions will be successful remains to be seen as students return to university campuses this month. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.